this whole thing of time travel is remarkable, as people, I think, one day will attempt all kinds of things. We get stories, as you well know, on Coast to Coast all the time from people who have claimed to have been time travelers. There's a case out there by a guy named John Teeter who seems to have disappeared, who came from 2034, and he's posted on the internet. But what's so cool about all that is a lot of the things they say are pretty compelling. You know, it's almost as if they have Leonardo da Vinci brains of the future, where they're able to see things that a lot of people don't. And I just wonder if one day we'll really have the physical ability to do that. Like the old movie, The Time Machine, where you sit in some apparatus and off you go. I don't know if that'll ever happen or not.
Well, one of the things we've discovered is that we talked about time travel to the future. Time travel to the future, we know, is possible. It's just a matter of getting a fast enough spaceship and going on a long enough trip and coming back to the Earth. You can visit as far in the future as you want. It just costs a lot of money, a lot of energy. The big question that people are investigating is whether there's possible, under the laws of physics, to do time travel to the past. And here again, Einstein's theory of general relativity has come into play. This is his theory in 1915, where he said curved space-time explains gravity. And light should be bent going around the sun. He proved that he made a prediction as to how much light should be bent going around the sun. He was vindicated. Newton's prediction was wrong by a factor of two. So Einstein's theory of curved space-time has replaced Newton's theory of gravity. It makes predictions that have been verified and verified now many times. A remarkable thing, because Newton's theory of gravity was the most amazing theory that we'd had. It explained all sorts of things in the solar system. But Einstein's theory explained a peculiarity in the orbit of Mercury, that it was precessing, its elliptical orbit was precessing as it went around the sun. And so it gave the correct prediction. Newton did not. So this is our best theory of gravity, is general relativity. Now, it was understood from early on that in special relativity, that if you could somehow go faster than the speed of light, you could travel back in time. In fact, there's a poem. There was a young lady named Bright. She traveled far faster than light. She left one day in a relative way and returned home the previous night. So if you could go faster than the speed of light, you could go back in time. However, Einstein showed that you couldn't build a rocket that would go faster than the speed of light. However, there's a loophole in this. In his theory of general relativity, you can take a shortcut through curved space-time by either going through a wormhole or going around a cosmic string, and you can beat a light beam going the regular way. So if you can beat a light beam in your spaceship, and you can move your cosmic strings around in the appropriate way, or move your wormholes around in the appropriate way, you can build a time machine that will actually allow you to visit the past. Now, one of the things that we've found out about this is that you can only use the time machine to go back to epochs when the time machine was in existence. So what happens is that you build a time machine by warping space and time, twisting space and time, building a loop in time, so to speak, and then you can go back as long as that loop was in existence. So let's say you build a time machine in the year 3000 by having moving cosmic strings. There's a loop in time that's created, sort of like a loop-the-loop that occurs on a roller coaster. The roller coaster is always going forward, but it goes forward in time, but it goes around a loop and comes back to where it was. This is like Magellan's crew going around the Earth, going west all the time, and then finding themselves back in Europe. This could only occur with a curved surface of the Earth. So with curved space-time, the time traveler can go always forward toward the future, he thinks, but loop around in a loop and come back to the same event where he was before. And that allows time travel to the past. But if you build a time machine up in the year 3000, you can only use the time machine to go back to when the time machine, back as early as the year 3000. So if you build a time machine in the year 3000, you might use it to go from 3002, but back to 3001, but you can't use it to come back before the year 3000 when you built the time machine. So that's sufficient to explain why we're not, let's say, overrun with time traveler tourists at the Kennedy assassination and other events.
Yeah.
Where are all the, you know, people in the, you know, silver suits and the camcorders in the Kennedy assassination? It would be a popular, interesting event to go see and find out about, and we don't see them there. But we wouldn't expect to see any time travelers until someone has actually built a time machine. But then they can show up for the first time. And so whether you can build these time machines, it seems to depend on the understanding quantum gravity. This is how gravity behaves at microscopic scales. But when H.G. Wells wrote his epic book, The Time Machine, at that time, when he wrote that book in 1895, they had the laws of physics, or Newton's laws of physics. Under Newton's laws of physics, time travel was absolutely impossible to the future or to the past. And he wrote this book about traveling in time. And by 1905, which is 10 years later, Einstein was proving that time travel to the future was possible. And then by 1949, Kurt Gödel had found a time machine solution to Einstein's theory of general relativity, and I found one in 1991. Kip Thorne found one in 1988. There have been several time machines that we found in general relativity. But now the situation we have is that the laws of physics as we understand them today, Einstein's theory of general relativity, and seems to allow time travel. And so we're asking the question, will we discover anything in the future that might prevent it? And quantum gravity might prevent it, but it might be helpful to it in a way also, because it helps to prevent singularities because things get blurred out by quantum effects. So we don't know the answer to that question, but it's very interesting to try to understand whether time travel to the past is possible. These are all problems that super civilizations could attempt. My cosmic string time machine weighs about half the mass of the galaxy, and Kip Thorne's wormhole solutions weigh about 200 million solar masses. So these are not things that you're making in your garage, but these are things that we'd like to know whether a civilization, however advanced, might be able to do this sort of thing, and whether or not the universe might naturally create some time machines of its own.